Hey, Chuck Hugh Farley.
Mike Papa.
And Lindy.
Lindy. Gee, holy crap.
That, that sounded like a Brady Bunch moment there.
When it's time to change.
Was that Peter?
Yeah. Lindy's just now reaching puberty.
Oh, no. I can't.
Yeah, you're gross.
That just made me a Democrat.
You been to the island?
Yeah.
Come on, Chuck.
Okay, anyway, so before we get the show started, we've talked in the past about democracy.
Democracy versus a constitutional republic.
Yeah, and so listen to this quick video here. And this, I mean, this says it directly.
Okay.
A democracy is a political system in which the people periodically, by majority vote at the polls, select their rulers. The rulers then have absolute power to make whatever laws they please by majority vote among themselves. In a constitutional republic, the people also, by majority vote at the polls, select rulers, who make laws by majority vote among themselves. But the rulers cannot make any laws they please because the Constitution severely restricts their lawmaking power. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic and transforming it into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of American principles of government. Writers of the Constitution were anxious to safeguard liberty against dictatorship, monarchy they called it. But their chief anxiety was to protect the country against democracy. Edmund Randolph, delegate to the Constitutional Convention from Virginia, said the general object of the convention was to provide a cure for the follies and fury of democracy. Elbridge Gerry and Roger Sherman, delegates from Massachusetts and Connecticut, urged the Constitutional Convention to create a system to eliminate the evils that flow from the excess of democracy. Alexander Hamilton, delegate from New York, said, "We are now forming a Republican government. Real liberty is not found in democracy. If we incline too much to democracy, we shall soon shoot into a monarchy." John Adams, one of the giants of the American Revolutionary period, said, "Democracy will envy all, contend with all, endeavor to pull down all. And when by chance it happens to get the upper hand for a short time, democracy will be revengeful, bloody, and cruel." America was founded not as a democracy, but as a constitutional republic. We pledge allegiance to the republic for which our flag stands, not to a democracy. The Constitution requires a republican form of government for all states, but does not mention democracy, and neither does the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. Foreman asked him what kind of government the convention had given America, and Franklin replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Very old and very wise, Franklin saw through the mists of time to the day when Americans might trade their freedom in a constitutional republic for the promise of government guaranteed equality and security in a democracy. And beyond that, to the day when democracy inevitably degenerates into dictatorship, guaranteeing nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules.
Bingo!
That's about where we're at right now.
Yeah, it is right where we're at right now. And it says it, I mean, it can't get any clearer than that.
I wish there was a way to get these politicians to watch it, but they don't care. They know what they're doing. This is intentional.
Yeah, they keep saying, I mean, you see it. It's every day on the news. MSNBC, all of them. They're threatening our democracy. They're threatening our democracy.
Yeah, we need to defend our democracy. We've got to keep Trump out to defend our democracy.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, they're not lying.
Yeah, because their democracy is a dictatorship, totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. Everything they accuse Trump of.
Right.
But Trump is the one that wants to return the power to we the people. He wants, you know, the power in the to the states. It's like this whole Roe v. Wade thing that's keep popping up.
Right.
Everyone's like, yeah, they took away a federal right. No, if it's not... Powers not granted to the federal government in the Constitution belong to the states.
Mm-hmm.
The Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court, said, well, this is not a federal problem. It's not in the Constitution. Therefore, abortion rights belong to the states. Each individual state has a right to dictate what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's all up in arms about it because some states are conservative and some aren't, you know.
Right. Well, that's the same thing with this week with Mayorkas saying that he's going to do away with voter ID laws, or they're going to do everything in their power to do it. Elections are held by the states, right. Not by the federal government.
Right. The states run it. Therefore, it's not in the Constitution.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, so.
But yeah, I mean, they're kind of overset. But I mean, like I said, they're not lying. They are trying to defend their democracy. They say our democracy. When they say our democracy, they're not talking about everybody's democracy. They're talking about their democracy.
Right. Their control over everything.
Yeah.
They don't want to let go of control and power.
Right. But, and then Lindy showed me this video. You know, there was an the California on Super Tuesday had their election, and Adam Schiff was running against Steve Garvey.
Oh, how the votes flipped. Like, Garvey lost, 700,000 votes in an instant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what they call it, the glitch switch or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, live, right there. Boop, they flipped.
Yeah.
And, oh, I remember something like that happening in 2020, though.
Dude, yeah, I know. But it's like...
They're not even hiding it anymore.
No. I mean, where's judges and where's the legal system? I know, don't get me started on judges and the legal system.
All right, for those who can't see, I gave him that look. Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, our legal system is so bastardized and corrupt, it's not even funny. I don't trust the DOJ. I don't trust the judges anymore. There's a handful of good judges, few and far between, but all these cases are going up right now at the local or district level. They're all activist judges. Look what happened with the Supreme Court in Colorado right before on Monday, the day before Super Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
I saw you had the clip of the Colorado Secretary of State.
Right.
But for those who aren't paying attention, Colorado tried to, unilaterally keep Trump off the ballot as an insurrectionist under the 14th Amendment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Colorado Supreme Court upheld it, said, no, he's not entitled, he's an insurrectionist, even though he's never been charged, never been convicted of insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it was unanimous, 9-0.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got some videos of this. All these pundits are trying to say, well, that was really 5-4. Yeah. No, it was 9-0.
No, it was 9-0.
They're trying to justify it and make it sound like, no, it was, they really had 5-4,
Okay, but, okay, once again, listen to what this lady says, though.
Okay.
The lady from the Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able, under our Constitution, to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Ooh.
To save our democracy.
The talking point. The talking point. I mean, the brainwashing. Democracy. Democracy.
But see, she called him an insurrectionist, but he's not.
I know.
You know, show me where he's been convicted of insurrection.
Show me where he fucking did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say peacefully and patriotically?
Yeah.
Make your voices heard?
Yeah. Do you know what day this alleged insurrection took place?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Biden doesn't. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. I have it.
See, I think I might even have it. Here you go.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can play it here.
Last night, the U.S. Capitol, the same building where our freedoms came under assault on July the 6th.
July the 6th.
The fireworks are still going off, apparently.
I needed this.
You're like, July 6th? What the hell is he smoking?
I know, July 6th. Wasn't it like the very next day, too? Like, was it that the speech in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Dude, he really fucked up a lot of shit in that speech in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because he also said he's running for Congress.
Yeah, put me back in Congress. Here, listen. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right. I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
Send them back to Congress. Yeah, send them back to Congress.
Yeah, get them out of the Oval Office.
There's no room for them in Congress.
So, here's the media. All the media claiming Trump on Colorado's ballot was actually 5-4, not 9-0.
A concurring dissent.
The court appears to the naked eye to be deciding something 9-0. But when you peel back the appearances, it's really a 5-4 decision.
The big news out of the Supreme Court's Colorado decision wasn't so much that all 9 justices ruled to keep Donald Trump on the ballot, which was expected, but that 4 justices, including Amy Coney Barrett, said the majority had gone too far.
I think it really doesn't sound quite right to say that this was unanimous when the court was so fractured over why exactly Trump should remain on the ballot.
I do want to point up the divisions. It's 5-4. This is a 5-4 ruling on part of it.
It was a 5-4 ruling when it came to the particulars of this case.
There is a split, 5-4, over whether the court should have brought Congress into the ruling. Help us understand the importance.
I mean, this is over 2 minutes long.
Right. Okay, but why would you bring Congress? Congress can't do anything.
Okay, so, but they're getting the nitpick. They're trying to save face. 5-4.
5-4.
No. Yeah. The overall decision, regardless of their points in between and their justifications for it, the final decision was 9-0 that Colorado overstepped its bounds and did not have the authority to remove a candidate from a federal presidential ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So what that did, though, that stopped Maine. It stopped Illinois. Because you heard about that judge in Illinois, right? This last week, about a week ago, that said Trump was...
Yeah.
And you know what division she works in, right?
Yeah.
She's a traffic court judge.
Hey.
You can't make this shit up.
They'll find whoever they're looking for. Hey, will you say you're a judge? Will you say this? Oh, fuck yeah, I'll say it. Hey, how much are you going to pay me? I'll say it.
I'll get you reelected with Fanny.
With Fanny?
Yeah, well, Fonny. Excuse me, it's Fonny.
Is it?
I don't know.
Fat ass.
Yeah, that one too. So, anyways, we've kind of been alluding to it, but we haven't really spoken about it.
Lard ass.
State of the Union.
Yeah.
So, what was your initial take on it? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I was at bowling league. So
okay.
I came home and Lindy filled me in.
So, I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was going to live tweet results, and True Social went down right before the speech started.
Really?
Yes. I mean...
Really? Was he going to... But he was... Was he going to... Because I saw a bunch of things that he typed out.
Right, but... So, during his speech...
Well, it might have been just because people were just so...
It could have been, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I was trying to follow him on True Social because I wanted to see his reactions to the State of the Union speech in real time.
Yeah, that's I was thinking about taking my phone and to bowling. Well, I have my phone, but I thought maybe it was going to be he was going to be live streaming his response. So I was going to like put my headset. And
he was just truthing, you know. That's what you call it on True Social. Truthing,
right.
But it was down. It was like I had to refresh, retry.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally started working.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so Linda, you watched the State of the Union?
Mm-hmm.
What was your initial reaction in the first 30 seconds of it?
Well, why are you talking about Ukraine and not the United States?
Okay, exactly. Well, not only that, he was screaming the whole time. Did you notice? I mean, there was no normal tone for this guy. It was all... screaming.
Mm-hmm. He was hopped up on meth.
Something. Yeah,
not meth. It was like Adderall or whatever.
Maybe it's a cocktail of it. Who knows?
He was hopped up. His eyes were black and little beady.
I saw a video that you guys would have got it, but it wouldn't have played for the show, where he's like talking and he starts to fall asleep and then Fauci, they show Fauci and he spits a blow dart. And it says Adderall, and it goes right in his neck, and all of a sudden he wakes me up.
So, yeah, he just seemed very angry. He starts the speech off talking about Ukraine and NATO.
Right. It's the State of the Union. It has nothing to do with fucking Ukraine.
Right.
Well, except for he's, like, he's putting our country more and more in debt.
Well, and then he tries to say that, you know... It was a campaign speech, but then, but Chuck, right before the show, you played me this thing that showed that compared all the speeches for the last 3 years. And they're all identical. Half the material is the same exact speech. So I would fire the speechwriter, first of all. And then, but it was, even CNN said this was like the most partisan, angry speech he's ever seen. And it was a campaign speech. This speech would have been better off for the Democrat National Committee or, you know, conference rather than State of the Union.
Right.
And I couldn't believe half this shit. You know, he started talking about getting the people to pay, the rich people to pay their fair share of taxes. Okay, start with Hunter.
Yeah.
Start with your brother. Start with half your family who have evaded taxes.
Start with, all this, with himself.
Yeah. I mean, with all this money you're getting from all these foreign aid countries, pay your fair share. And then it was just illegals. And then, you know, pathway to citizens, the border is secure. The border's not secure.
Right.
Crime, you know, the like, crime is safer for Americans now than ever. And you had one guy heckle him, you know, Abbey Gate, 13 Marines.
Yeah, and that guy got arrested.
Yeah, you know who that guy was?
That was the father
of one of the 13 Marines that was killed.
Yeah, what did he get arrested for? Because there are Palestinian protesters that blocked the motorcade on the way to the fucking thing, and they're all walking scot-free, uncharged. Yet this guy, if you have anything, this is the totalitarian regime dictatorship that they keep talking about.
Yep.
You fucking disrespect this administration in any way, shape, or form, they will jail you.
Yeah, this was a misdemeanor for whatever. I bet you, I'm going to willing to bet with a public outcry, we'll see if these charges get dropped. If they don't, you know, it'll just prove what we're saying. There's two systems of justice. One, if you are with the regime, and one, if you oppose it.
Because of the July 6th president. Prisoners.
Yeah,
we have to. You know, they're already proven that there was like two.
Well, did you see the courts came out and said that these judges over sentenced these guys?
No, which courts came out and said that?
There was a federal appeals court that came out and
really. Well, they are over sentencing them. They're not. What about the fucking fact that there's still people in there that still haven't had a preliminary hearing or...
Yeah, like 3 years later, 2 years later?
Yeah, what happened to right to a speedy trial? That kind of thing.
Well, you know, this they're bragging about how many people they've, you know, jailed or gone after for.
Yeah, Joe said that. Wasn't it during the last State of the Union?
Was it last State of the Union or was it just some speech he gave?
Here? I don't know, but...
Yeah, I'll look for it. But yeah, the State of the Union was it was a fucking train wreck, dude.
Okay, well, okay. Wait a minute. So he said something in there, and I saw a clip on. I didn't save it. I'm not gonna search for it. But he said something in there about imagine if the gun industry was held to the same standards as the tobacco industry, and that you know the gun industry is the only companies you can't sue.
What?
Or whatever. And
Pfizer?
Yeah, that's what I...
Moderna?
Exactly. Wait a minute. That's what I was going to say. Time out here, dude. Because I can't sue these other guys for sticking that fucking poison in my veins.
Right. The shit that they wanted to hide the data for 67 years or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so unbelievable. Because those guys will all be fucking dead in 10. Joe might... It's going to be less than that. Because of his... You know,
dude, there are people wondering if he's even gonna make it through the
his fucking wormholes in his fucking brain.
Lindy's watching basketball, must be going good. She's cheering over here.
There's a couple of airs.
So, speaking of Biden arresting the dad, did you see this clip of this? It's not a mom, it's like an aunt or something speaking for the family. Or something. Listen.
You have been critical of how President Biden has talked about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Tomorrow, he's going to be addressing a lot of global issues, probably in his State of the Union address. What do you want to hear from him about the 2 years ago, what happened to your daughter-in-law?
I want to hear how he's going to strengthen our armed forces and support them and answer our questions and lead to a thorough investigation like they promise so that we can move forward in a positive way and make it better.
President Biden, he's often called the consoler-in-chief. He does talk to families who have lost loved ones because of his own experiences. Have you experienced that from him as you've been coping with the death of Nicole?
No.
Have you spoken to him?
No. He has not reached out to our family. We've actually reached out to the White House and have never heard back. We asked to meet with them to kind of understand where their thinking was in calling this a success, and we've not received a response. It's been months. No, that's not been our experience at all.
Sorry to hear that. Chairman McCall, my understanding is...
I'm not laughing at the lady's pain.
No.
I'm laughing at the CNN reporter's response. She's trying to bait it, saying, you know, to make Joe look like this...
This caring fucking grandpa.
Yeah. And it's just like, she's like, oh, you know, how do I fix this segment now? That's what she's going through. Like, oh, that's not the answer I wanted. Oh.
Yeah, it's you would think these guys would talk to these people before they bring them out.
Yeah.
So they don't get caught in these with their pants down like that. But.
Well, that's called investigative research. They don't do that.
I know, they don't fucking do that shit anymore.
I would say the best part of the State of the Union, there are two.
Mm-hmm.
It was Marjorie Taylor Greene, but the one that I loved was watching the speaker's facial expressions.
Oh, when he was rolling his eyes.
The whole time, I'm just laughing. He was the reason I stayed watching it.
You know, I was hoping he would have tore the speech up.
But that's illegal.
Yeah, but
it's illegal to do.
Is it? Because Nancy did it.
Yeah, but if it's an he did it, document. It's an official document. He would have been arrested.
Well, I'd push it because...
And I guarantee you the media would have been all over his ass.
Yeah.
It would have been all over his ass.
She said a president. Speaker can do it. There's extra copies. All right, sorry.
But she's Nancy fucking Pelosi.
Yeah, so...
So let's go through some parts about the speech. So remember you talked about the Supreme Court are there. And then I was listening to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show the next day.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I don't understand why the Supreme Court's even there. And it's because it's three equal...
Co-equal branches of government.
Yeah. So Joe has... But Joe fucking...
Threatened him. He threatened him.
Yeah. But listen to what he says here.
And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you were right about that.
Okay, Farshaw, how are they about to find out? They're not elected officials.
Right.
They're appointed.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But threat number one.
But, right, yeah,
but he said that they're not without electrical power. The women. Women are not without electrical power. I mean, electoral power.
you hear the collective batteries turn off.
Joe's without electrical power.
Dude.
You know, shit does not fucking pop right in his fucking brain. Things are not connected.
Dude, the drugs, you could tell when the drugs started wearing off in that speech.
Mm-hmm.
His speech started slurring and, you know, he started off strong, but that's why he was yelling. I think he was really hopped up, like you guys said.
Mm-hmm.
Partway through that speech, though, you could hear his voice changing. You could hear his speech slurring.
Uh-huh.
And he started making more and more gaffes.
Right.
So, but the other exchange with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Beforehand or during?
Okay, well, so before, uh-huh, when they're coming in, she hands him that button that he picked up.
Uh-huh.
With Lake and Riley, and she's trying to get him to say her name.
Right. Yeah, I can say her name.
You know, yeah. I can say it. Well, then say it. No, I know her name.
Yeah, then he walks away.
And then he walks away.
Yep.
And then during the speech,
yeah,
is when she does it again.
Yeah.
And it kind of got him off of his game.
Well, yeah, that was towards the end?
About three quarters.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of challenging the Republicans quite a bit, trying to bait them.
I've seen the, yeah, he was... Like,
you don't like that, huh? Yeah, really, huh?
About the border security.
All kinds,
mainly. Oh, that's not true, huh?
That's the same shit he did last year with the same, because you mentioned you showed the same speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, here you talk about. Here's the thing with with Marjorie Taylor Greene during the speech.
Okay.
Not really.
The Democrats act like it's taboo to heckle him, but they did that to Trump all the time.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
Okay. How many thousands of people being killed by illegals? Exactly, Joe.
Yeah. Was he trying to say illegals or legals?
I think illegals. He got it right. How many under his watch are being killed by illegals?
Yeah, but...
But so, Lincoln
so anyways,
Riley.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah. He said, you know, I can say Lincoln Riley. Now, God damn it. I don't know who's going to replace the USC football coach, but...
You have the memorial video already?
No, I was just scrolling. I saw it, dude. That was the funniest thing someone posted on Twitter. I can't believe he's gone. I still can't believe he's gone. And they're playing all these clips of Lincoln Riley.
Let's see if I can find it. Lincoln Riley. I wonder if there's any music to it.
There probably is, right?
But
yeah, I mean, he's Lincoln Riley. This dude, I'm surprised. Was even able to say Lincoln Riley, to be honest with you. To pull that one out of his ass.
Let's see. I'm trying to find. I'm Google, well, so, I'm looking at Lincoln Riley Memorial.
So while you're doing that, after the speech, they were CNN was talking to Nancy Pelosi, right?
Yeah.
So listen to this.
Dan.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
Dan? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh.
He should have said undocumented. Shouldn't have said illegal. Why not? But then he says this the next day. The next day. Okay.
Will you commit to a debate with former President Trump?
It depends on his behavior.
But do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
Well, I don't regret it. Was technically not supposed to be here.
All right. So I'm going to play you a clip now of Chuck Schumer from 2009,
uh-huh.
And then it goes into Nancy Pelosi for that clip you just played.
Okay.
So this is Schumer in 2009.
The American people are fundamentally pro-legal immigration and anti-illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
it?
Yeah.
So, what changed, Chuck?
Yeah, well, because they're losing voters. See, their major states, New York, California, were losing population.
So, there was a Senate amendment to a bill yesterday
mm-hmm.
where they tried to put in, okay, that the census
uh-huh.
For redistricting for congressional seats and stuff like that will only count legal U.S. citizens and not count illegals.
Right.
Every Democrat senator voted against it.
Right. Because if they don't, because California, because you're is based on electoral college, so California has how many fucking Congress seats, congressional
like
seats?
60 something else. 50
so
something.
You always get whatever, how many representatives you have plus two. And well, that's your electoral vote.
Yeah, because two senators.
Right. So, But with losing population, you're all your representatives are based on your population. So if you lose population, you lose representation.
So wouldn't Governor Abbott be smarter to keep all the illegals in Texas? Maybe, at least until the census, then ship them out?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, but dude, that would just tax the shit out of
the
Texas economy.
Well, it's taxing the shit out of anyone. So you look at all these cities right now. We've talked about it on previous episodes that Chicago, all the residents are vowing to turn Chicago red because of all this shit.
Right.
New York is going crazy with the crime. They've called out the National Guard to go guard the subways now.
Dude, that's just the start of martial law. That's all that is. I mean, I saw a video, I saw a post on Twitter. They're showing illegal migrants coming just crossing the border. And then they show people in the New York subway getting stopped and frisked and their bags checked. And you know, it's martial law. It's what it is. It's Hochul. And then, right after Governor Hochul put that into play with the National Guard stuff, who's the mayor of New York? What's
it? Eric Adams.
Eric Adams puts out a tweet saying, crime's down. Crime's down 20%. Murders are down 20%. Blah, blah, blah. I go, what, since, like, yesterday? You don't get to put up daily fucking facts. You know?
They just make their shit up. They make up their own crap anyway. But
holy shit. It's like...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I'd get the fuck out of New York if I lived there right now.
Well, it's easier said than done for some people. Let's see, what else did Joe Biden fuck
Well, with? Okay, another thing that happened that the... But this has nothing to do with Joe Biden. But the Democrat women did what?
Which one? Wearing white again?
Yeah.
Women's suffrage?
Yeah. Who else wears white?
KKK.
Yeah. did they not ever learn? I mean, people ripped on them the last time they did it.
I know. No, they don't.
There are a couple of the squad members who were wearing the Palestine net.
The Khalifa Kaifa, whatever it is. The little black and white checkered.
What?
The little scarf, the Palestinian scarf, the black and white checkered scarves.
Mm-hmm.
They were wearing those.
Really?
Yeah, in support of Hamas. Let's say it's for the Palestinian people, but it's for Hamas. We know. Oh, one of my favorite parts of the speech is where he bragged about insulin prices.
Dude, yeah.
He bragged about lowering it to $35.
Yeah.
And keeping it that way.
Yeah, Trump had already done that, and then he canceled Trump's executive order.
Yeah, Biden, let's see, when was this headline done? January 22, 2021, so right after he took office, right after the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Biden admin freezes Trump HHS rule meant to lower insulin prices. So Biden froze it 2 days after taking office. And now does it by executive order and wants to take credit for it. Because the price has shot back up when he reversed Trump's order.
Right.
So, you know, you can't take credit for something that you didn't do. Just because you undid it and then do it, you know.
He's taking credit for everything.
I know.
He takes credit for creating... How many fucking jobs?
14 million jobs. It's just the jobs that came. It's just the jobs that came back.
He inherited an economy on the brink, and he's brought it back. Bullshit! It wasn't on the brink. It was already coming back before you fucking took office, you fucking turd. It was your guys' doctor. You guys had Dr. Fauci telling Trump that he needed to shut down the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a cold, a fucking cold. Did people die of the... No, I don't think people actually did die of COVID. I think people died from the treatment of COVID.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
More people died after going on ventilators than the ones who didn't.
Right. I saw, and I thought I saved it, but there was a nurse she was working in New York at the time of the...
Pandemic.
And basically they threatened her. Things went wrong.
Yeah.
they threatened her with, you know, if she didn't play the game. So she went out and got some of those glasses or whatever that had that record shit.
Yeah.
And she recorded this doctor say, basically admitting that they murdered people.
Then why isn't this national news then? Why isn't it like...
Oh, you think they're going to let that fucking shit out?
But even on the internet, why hasn't that video gone viral? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there should heads should be rolling right now if that's the case.
No, I agree, but maybe it was on True Social, and you know how hard True Social
is to find shit. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
But yeah, it's I'm not gonna disagree with her because I think they did kill people. I mean, they always said that. Like I said, I told Lindy if I get it, which I did before the vaccines, it was like a flu or a cold, a bad cold or a flu. But I said if they wanted to put me on a respirator,
ventilator,
yeah, don't do it. Do not allow them to do it. I'll take my fucking chances because a guy we work with got put on a ventilator, put in a coma. Put in a ventilator,
and died,
and he never came out of it.
Yeah,
and he's a perfectly healthy fucking.
Everyone that I know that died from it was on a ventilator.
Yeah, he was a perfectly healthy fucking like 50-some-year-old guy.
So, oh, here's the tweet about the pro-Palestinian protesters blocking the a motorcade. Uh-huh. Not arrested.
Oh no, dude, that.
Nancy Pelosi. Tucker Carlson calls Biden's State of the Union the most un-American speech in U.S. history. It was a rant, entirely lacking in decency or generosity to fellow Americans, even though he's the great unifier in chief, apparently.
Well, that's what he said he was going to be. Remember the adulterer back in charge, all that kind of shit.
Here in 2010, Joe Biden delivered a eulogy noted segregationist and former KKK exalted cyclops Robert Byrd, who once led a KKK chapter with 150 members. Biden called him a mentor, a guide, and a friend. But yeah, he goes after the Republicans for being racist.
Yeah. You racist? Oh, wait a minute, I'm not racist.
Here's a video of someone reacting to the State of the Union speech.
So if you know that these motherfuckers is paying the immigrants $8,000 to get across the border, then why the fuck... Hold on, bring your ass back in this damn camera. Bring your ass back in this camera, Mr. Biden. Get your ass back in this camera. Go sit your ass down with your goofy-looking ass weed. I'm sick of these damn people. This man just sat up here and said that they paying these people $8,000 just to get in their our country, and if they can get in, they can do whatever the fuck they do. So if y'all know this, get your ass back on the camera. Why the fuck is y'all letting them in here and then giving them $8,000 for Mr. Biden?
No.
Man, stop it.
I agree with that lady because $8,000 like a month they're giving these fuckers? I don't even make that fucking much money.
Honestly, I think what he was talking about in that part of the speech, these immigrants are paying the cartel members $8,000 to get across into the U.S. border, right?
Yeah.
And she's, I don't know if she took it one way or what, but if these people have $8,000 to pay the cartel motherfuckers, why don't they just stay at home? They're obviously got money.
Right.
They're not poor. They're not broke. They're not living in poverty. If they got $8,000 to pay the cartel.
Dude, they don't have $8,000 to pay. This is what happens. Because
that's why a lot of them.
Because they sign a contract or whatever with the cartels.
It's like an IOU. They got to run their drugs. They got to do prostitution. They got to
right. And if they don't, they kill them.
Or their family.
Because in my previous job, we worked several incidents where bodies were found shot in the head and then set on fire down in the river bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people were undocumented aliens.
So, illegal aliens. So but then you get to cities like New York where they're giving them this money. They're giving them housing. In California, they're changing the rules for housing to allow illegals to qualify as first-time home buyers and get like a waiver for the down payment. So they're allowing them to buy homes with, like, interest-free, you know.
What? Interest-free?
I think some of them were even interest-free. I'd have to look it back up. But it's like, you know, normally you got to put 20% down.
Yep.
They're, like, they're waiving that for them.
And what's the interest at right now? 6.8-something percent, something like that?
You know, but if they're off, I thought I saw something that said interest free.
Yeah.
And if they're giving illegals like interest free loans for homes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So yeah. So just so you guys are aware, when Trump's last year in office, the interest rate to buy a new home was 2.6%. Now it's 6.8%.
And that's down from the high. It was like 7 something. Well, yeah. I mean, and. Yeah. So national credit card debt is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah, because people are having to put things on credit cards.
Credit cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Oh, sorry, I can't afford a grocery. I'll put it on the credit card. Okay, now I'm paying 20% interest on my credit card.
Yeah, because I can't pay my credit card. Oh, dude, seriously. What? I just got a credit card application in the mail. I get a lot of them because I fucking bought the car.
Mm-hmm.
I paid cash, though. But I'm looking at the interest rates on these things. Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean the low end is like 14.75.
Yeah,
up to 24%.
Yeah. Then I find it kind of funny is right now the credit cards I do have, I keep getting all these freaking letters. Give us a call. We want to increase your limit.
No,
like why? I pay everything off every month. I don't keep a balance on there.
I have two credit cards that I use.
Me too. Two.
And I pay them off. Not every month. Basically, about every 2 weeks, I pay them off. Just so I don't accrue interest or whatever.
You ain't going to accrue.
Well, that's because one of them I use for most of my monthly bills. And I use it for what I would normally use my debit card for, like grocery shopping.
But you get points with that, right?
But I get points with it, and... I don't expose my my bank account by using my debit card.
Right.
Because...
Right. I use my... See, and what I do is I use one card for gas. One card, that's all it's used for, is gas. And the other card is used for everything else.
Yeah, I pretty much use one card just for like 99%.
Mm-hmm.
I have an American Express card that I use for some travel, but... for my hobby, I use it for that. So, but I pay everything off, and
right,
it gives me more points and it gives me more miles.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
It's 42 minutes or 43. Okay. Do you have something you want to talk about before we go on break?
I just want to. I'm gonna play a little comedic thing here before you go on break.
Okay.
Tonight on this special episode of How Shit's Made, we'll take a close look at the bearded clam muncher. A strange machine used to annoy the American people and spread left-wing bullshit. For years, this ridiculous machine has been gobbling down bearded clams and fur burgers in our nation's capital. Despised by most Americans, the bearded clam muncher is known for its dishonesty. Often attempting to feed massive amounts of nonsense to the mainstream media and the American people. Listen closely to the unique sound produced as this oyster-gargling apparatus gears up in another attempt to persuade Americans that Jackass Joe is a competent leader. When confronted, the bearded clam muncher quickly transforms into defensive mode, spewing out allegations of phobias and emitting a repulsive smell reminiscent of a tuna sandwich left inside a minivan on a hot summer day. Let's watch this bearded clam muncher in action as it expertly packages left-wing propaganda into sleek, kielbasa-shaped morsels that it attempts to jam down the throat of American taxpayers through shitty cable news organizations.
And with that, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, Super Tuesday. That's what we're going to talk about.
It was almost Super Sweet Tuesday.
Yeah, well, basically it was.
But
I mean, Vermont really count? Or
no, you know why he lost Vermont?
Because it's a Democrat state.
No, it's an open primary.
Right. Well.
So Democrats cross can vote whoever they want. Mm-hmm. So you had Democrats voting for Nikki Haley as a way to cancel out Donald Trump
in a presidential preference.
So if it was a closed primary, Republicans only, mm-hmm. he would have swept it. So.
Yeah, but Nikki Haley has dropped out of the race.
Yes, she has, because she had no path.
So Trump is now basically the Republican nominee. Now, here's the thing. They move forward with these fucking lawsuits. It's election interference, in my opinion. I mean, not that it wasn't in the first place.
Well, there's a lot of information coming about these lawsuits now. Uh-huh. A lot more information that is going to make it harder for the government to prove their cases. So, I guess like the Fannie Willis case and another one of the Jack Smith cases are basically started because of a illegally recorded phone call.
Really?
Right? You ever heard of the legal phrase, fruit of the poison tree?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you have evidence that arrived from something that was obtained illegally, you can't use any of that evidence?
Mm-hmm.
So, this illegally recorded phone call was the basis and beginning of this entire investigation. So, if it was recorded illegally, anything derived after that can't be used. That's the entire fucking case.
Right.
Right. Fannie Willis is going to come out, and I think she's going to get booted off the case anyway. And I think a new prosecutor, I think the entire office is going to get booted. Mm-hmm. New prosecution.
Well, she should be disbarred, and so should boyfriend there.
So should everyone in the office that worked on it.
Well, what's her phone name? Gorilla Grip?
Gorilla Grip Pussy. You heard that, right?
Dude, that's for real, too.
Yeah.
We're not making that shit up. You can't make that shit up.
We're not being racist. That came out in one of the text messages that she got the Gorilla Grip Pussy.
Yeah. That's your handle. Or that was a password. Yeah, or something.
Not sure what that has to do with Super Tuesday, but
I don't either. But well, you're bringing up Fonny. You're Fonny. It's all fancy now, Fonny Willis, or Wilson, or whoever, depends who you're talking to.
Anyways, so Trump on Tuesday took what 14 out of the 15 states.
Yeah,
and some of them extremely decisively.
I mean it wasn't even like, well, none of them were close.
Like 80-20, 75-25.
Well, that was like Michigan. I mean, Michigan, didn't he win like 98% to 2% or whatever? I mean, but that wasn't on Super Tuesday, but he's just cleaning the house.
Basically. Well, and it has the Democrats fucking scared. It has them panicked.
Right. Well, now, here's what I heard yesterday. Is after this I forget what the name of the organization is. They're going to put a third party person in there to try to steal votes away from Trump.
No Labels Party?
No Labels, right. So everybody thinks it's going to be
Nikki Haley?
No. She won't do it. Because she won't make a dent.
DeSantis?
No. What's that? What's John Kerry, I think?
They're going to run John Kerry?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude won't get fucking two votes.
Right.
I have to fly private because
anybody they run, it doesn't matter. When there was a multitude of fucking people in there, Trump was still killing people.
Why? Well, let me ask you this. Why would John Kerry take votes away
from... hates Trump.
But why would any Trump supporter, anybody Republican, vote for John Kerry over...
He'll only be taking votes from Biden.
Biden.
Right. Exactly. But that's what I heard. That they're going to run a third...
Well, they want to. They've been looking at RFK. They've been looking at other people.
Uh-huh. But they're talking Republicans.
They looked at Manchin. Well, Kerry's not a Republican.
Or no, not maybe it's not Kerry then. Maybe, who's the ketchup guy?
Hines, right?
What? The guy that ran against Obama the second time.
That was Kerry. Was it Kerry? No. Was it Kerry?
Yeah.
But Kerry's not a Republican.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he is.
He's a rhino.
He's a rhino.
No, is he?
Yes. The border?
No, yeah. The guy who ran against Obama was Mitt Romney.
That's who I'm thinking about, Mitt Romney.
Dude, Mitt Romney's a fucking rhino.
Yeah.
And anybody who on the Republican side knows he's a rhino. Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, fucking Susan Collins.
Yeah, there's nobody they can put in there. Everybody's like, well, Chris Christie will do it. Yeah, it was like, he ain't going to get a vote. He was the first one to drop out.
Right. Dude, yeah, Chunk is not going to get shit. You know, I don't think there's anybody that can run against Trump right now, even third party, that's going to fucking hurt him.
No.
There are some people, some Republicans that are just so anti-Trump, they're not going to vote for him anyway.
Right.
But the people who are supporting Trump, whether the MAGA Republicans, the Hispanic vote, the black vote that's going for him right now, you're not going to pull them away.
No, dude, I saw a video this right before you came over of a Hispanic guy, spoke nothing but Spanish, right? So the whole interview, but they had the subtitles on there, and he was bitching about the guys they're letting in, because he works every day, you know, fixing fences, cutting trees, doing all this fucking work. And these guys, they're bringing them these fuckers. He's pissed at us. Hell, they're bringing these fuckers in, putting them up in high-dollar fucking hotels, and paying them money for doing nothing when he has to work all the fucking time. All
right, so here I'm going to, you know, the left loves to chime in about Cesar Chavez, right?
Yeah.
You know, about...
Of course, he's a criminal. You know that, right?
Well, you know he was also anti-illegal immigrant?
No, but...
You know why? Because he was about uniting...
Because they probably take fucking money away from...
Because Cesar Chavez wanted to unionize the farm workers, right? Who were seasonal migrants, who were actually legal residents or legal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Here to... how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Who were here... So he wanted to unionize them to improve their wages.
Uh-huh.
Illegal immigration came in and actually suppressed the farm workers' wages because they were working under the table for cheap, and the people he was representing were getting screwed.
Right.
But the left likes to champion Cesar Chavez, not thinking we're fucking stupid enough not to realize that, you know, he was actually anti-illegal immigration. So,
well, they like to just name drop.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you know, they'll name drop Martin Luther King, even though Martin Luther King's like...
Well, here's the thing. Martin Luther King...
Whatever, she was like building up Trump.
But Martin Luther King, you know, they name drop him. Cesar Chavez. All these people are dead and can't defend their original real positions.
Right.
So they've actually, you know, they talk about, well, the party switched. No, you switched the narratives on these people after their death to fit your narrative. To protect our democracy.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
No, yeah. Do I play that thing again?
So, anyways. Yeah. So, Super Tuesday.
Yeah. So, anyways. So, here's MSNBC on Super Tuesday, right? They're fucking having a meltdown.
Yeah.
A serious fucking meltdown. Listen.
Not only the man who is likely to be the Republican candidate for president, but this is the way he's running.
Well, here's how we'll balance it. Yeah. Why don't we fact check the hell out of him?
Yes, and we do that after the fact, and that is the best remedy.
Okay, wait a minute.
But why don't you fact check the hell out of Biden?
Why don't you fact check out of MSNBC?
Right.
Because listen to him.
Remedy that we've got, it does not fix the fact that we broadcast it.
But it's
honestly
stunning that he's saying these things and people are hearing it. Let's just go through it, right? That we have the most devastating economy. Are you kidding me?
Okay. She's... Wait.
We've had the best economic recovery of any country in the developed world.
Yeah, she says this is that we have the best after the pandemic. We had the best recovery of any. Biden had nothing to do with that. Nothing. It just had to do with businesses fucking coming back.
Right.
Nothing. But and yeah, it grew. But we're still hurting because of the fucking things he put in place.
Telling an audience right there, oh my goodness, the paltry oil production. We're producing more oil today than we ever have in the history of our country.
Okay, where's your fucking facts on this?
Where's your proof?
Yeah. Because why is this week alone, gas prices jumped up like fucking 50 cents. Why? And you know what? I was thinking about this too. If I'm an oil fucking company in the election year, I'm going to fuck the people over. Because...
it's going to be bad for them.
Yeah, because it's going to be bad for Biden. Okay.
Think about the American Rescue Plan, the infrastructure plan. We have created more jobs, 3.2 million more jobs than we had pre-pandemic. The problem that we do have is inflation. And so what Donald Trump does is prey upon the fact that people don't necessarily feel good and life's expensive. But when it comes to facts, here's something that's absolutely nonsensical and infuriating. When people's wages go up, they credit themselves. They say, I'm good at my job, I just got a raise. But when everything costs more, they blame the government.
Right. And okay, so wait a minute now. So is she saying that Biden got me a fucking raise?
Apparently. You're not good enough to get your own raise, Chuck.
Yeah, I know. So when I get my performance evaluation every year.
You got the Biden standard?
It's based on what Biden fucking thinks about me?
Yeah. You know, dude, Biden knows you?
Dude, seriously, who is this fucking... And I'm going to say it. Cunt. Who is she? She's an idiot. All right, to continue, because wait, this thing's better.
Wages are up, which is a huge positive. And one of those reasons wages are up is all the union wins in the last 2 years. And remember, President Biden has stood with those unions.
The most pro-union president in American history.
Can I give you four numbers? I just was literally Googling and I just pulled up these four numbers. This is the gross domestic product in the country. In 2019, it was plus 2.3%. In 2020, it was negative 2.8%. That is the election year. That is the reason Donald Trump didn't get reelected.
Okay, that's because of the pandemic. That shut everything down.
Exactly. Okay, wait. So listen.
It's part of it. 2021, it was 5.9. And I was just going to say that. And 1.9 in 2022. Those four numbers. 2.3, negative 2.8, 5.9, and 1.9. There's one factor in all four of those, and Lawrence just said it. Donald Trump had one job. He had one crisis. He's saying, oh, all of these things were perfect. You had one crisis, bruh. It was called the pandemic. And you know what you did? You bollocksed it completely. You did not only...
What's bollocks mean?
I don't know.
Does she mean botched?
Maybe. You know, Joy Reid blames white people for everything, like Super Tuesday on that night. She blamed everything on white Christian nationalists, racism for getting him, you know, all that shit. Here she is with her fucking bleach blonde Trump wannabe haircut.
Saying he bollocked it.
Yeah.
You can't even get the fucking word right, dumbass.
Anyways.
Oh, wait. That's going to make me racist. So, anyways. So, she read this fucking thing, right? And it's like... It's wrong. I mean, basically, she twisted facts.
Yeah. They all do.
To fit her narrative. Because she failed to mention that it was, well, she did, and she said it bossed, but she's just an idiot. So here's, this must be, I don't know if this is earlier in the evening, later in the evening.
Talking about immigration?
Yeah, they're talking about immigration because it's on the ballot.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build a wall. Okay, so now. How do you West Virginians feel about MSNBC saying you're fucking, like, worse than fucking immigrants?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because Virginia, the part of Virginia all of them live in, around the D.C. bubble.
Right.
That D.C. bubble, they think they're fucking so much better than everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If they actually went out into America, you know, they refer to the coastal elites, D.C., New York, L.A., Frisco, as everyone else as flyover country. They don't want to touch down here.
We know. I mean, Lindy and I, living in Iowa, we knew we were considered what's called a flyover state.
Right. You know, they don't want to touch down and really talk to you, you know, because you're one of them.
Jason LD, you know that racist country star?
Yeah.
He wrote a song about flyover states.
So.
He sang the song.
What?
He sang the song. Okay. John Rich wrote it.
Well, okay, let's get technical. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, give credit where credit's due. But this is them. This is who they are.
Yeah.
Just like they always say, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
Exactly. These are the fucking elitist, racist, you know, they want to control us. Just like going back to the democracy.
Yeah.
Rather than the republic that we are.
And this guy's what?
Oh, this guy. This dude.
Joe Scarborough. Yeah, listen to this.
I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually.
He's cogent.
Analytically. Because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
These not a close second. And I've known him for so years.
The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years.
I know.
If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. And you.
Okay, who cares what the Brzezinskis? Who the fuck are the Brzezinskis?
Okay, so Mika Brzezinski.
Well, I know who she is, but I'm just saying. And the only reason I know who she is because I hate her. And she's the one that goes, we're the ones that should be deciding what
you
think.
What you think.
Yeah. Hey, bitch.
Let's see.
You want to say that to my face? Like,
Mika Brzezinski father. Brzezinski is a daughter of diplomat and political science Zbigniew Brzezinski, who served as a counselor to President Lyndon B. Johnson and national security advisor to Jimmy Carter.
Hey, speaking of Jimmy Carter, this is a side note. We were watching the movie. Remember the movie Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
So at the end of the movie, in the credit, it goes, we want to thank the state of Georgia and Governor Jimmy Carter.
The governor. You know, peanut farm.
Yeah.
So that's who her dad was. Her dad was a political operative for Jimmy Carter and Lyndon Johnson.
Still but, doesn't explain who she, I mean.
So the Brzezinskis, because of the political...
Sounds Russian to me.
It's Polish. It's actually Polish.
Sounds Russian.
I just looked it up.
Sounds Russian to me.
It was Soviet at the time.
Yeah. Listen to what I'm telling you.
Yep. Russian collusion.
Yeah. Listen. Understand how I'm trying to turn...
Russian collusion?
It's like democracy. Understand how I'm trying to turn this.
But if her dad was involved... Uh-huh. In the leftist politics of the time, especially right. Lyndon Johnson. Because what did Lyndon Johnson say?
Well, I can't really repeat it. But
I'm going to get the voting Democrat for the next 50 years?
Yeah, N-words.
Yeah. And so, yeah. But they want to project racism on someone else other than if he was the advisor to Johnson,
yeah.
Who was actually part of his policies maybe? What's in his heart? What did he teach Mika growing up? So,
right.
You know, the you point a finger at somebody, there's always, you know, three more pointing back at you.
Right. Oh, here, you said this. Here's the thing about race.
Okay.
But Republican voters don't vote that way. They don't vote based on economics or based on the benefits they're getting economically from the president. They're increasingly, from the Tea Party on, they're voting on race. They're voting on this idea of an invasion of brown people over the border. The idea that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it, therefore drive all the blacks out of the colleges, get rid of DEI. That is what they're voting on. They're just voting specifically on racial animus. Which at this stage, it isn't about economics.
No.
So they're all like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if they disagree with her, they're all racist. Yeah. I mean, these people are such fucking idiots.
This broad right here. This one right here.
Uh-huh.
I hate her. I want to punch her in her face.
I don't even know who
punch
is.
Her in her face. Yeah, you do. It's
Oh, is that Nicole Wallace?
Yeah. Punch her in her face.
Punch her in the
punch face. Her in her face. Punch her in her face. Punch her in her face. I don't even know who this lady is.
Punch her in the face anyway, just for good luck.
Doesn't make it equal.
It's all about equity.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. I was going to bring up something about equity again. Because someone asked a lady this week, is like, you know, she's all screaming about women's rights and women. And he goes, can you name one right that men have that women don't have? She goes, that's a really good question. I can't think of one. I was like, then why are you fucking protesting?
Well, yeah.
Because there is none. It's just like gay rights. There's no such thing as a gay right.
The only right that gays have that they want is to be able to, if I can, like, be half-ass naked and perform sex acts in a parade in public.
No.
But that's what they do in these gay pride parades.
I don't want to see it.
But see, if I was doing straight pride parade, I can't have a straight pride parade.
No, you can't. That's racist or whatever they
want. Where I'm banging some hot chick on the fucking float. Hey, look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope. Oh, yeah, indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure. Yeah. Dude, so seriously. I mean, but anyways. So Super Tuesday was just a fucking Democratic fucking nightmare.
So.
It was a liberal fucking nightmare.
Guess what else happened because of Super Tuesday?
What's her name? Dropped out.
Not the race. Not just Nikki Haley. Ronna McDaniel.
Oh, yeah, she resigned. Well, she resigned before Super Tuesday.
She should have resigned.
Everybody knew that was coming.
She was waiting until after Super Tuesday to actually step down.
Yeah.
She should have stepped down a long fucking time ago.
Right.
Because it actually may have been better. But now, so they got new leadership at RNC. Watley, I guess he worked for the Bush administration. And then the co-chair is Laura
Mark
Trump.
Trump, right?
Right?
Yeah.
People are like, oh, that's what? No. The precedence has been set. Ronald Reagan's daughter was co-chair of the RNC while he was president. So it can be done.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. If the RNC actually works with Trump for Trump to get him elected.
But actually gives him money.
So the deep state will access also the voter rolls. Because that's something he didn't have last time in 2016. The presumptive nominee now is entitled to intelligence briefings.
Right, and the...
Brennan
already said that. Well, it might be watered down or whatever. Mm-mm.
That's not the standard. So you're changing the standard because of a person.
Well, they're saying it's because he mishandled...
What? And Joe Biden didn't?
Right, well, that's the whole thing. Biden, and then... But they're saying, well, we can't prosecute this senile...
But they're
fucking
saying,
old man.
But they're saying he's perfectly fine. Look how strong he is and mentally acute. And Scarborough's like this is the best version ever.
If that's the case,
then charge him.
Charge him. Yeah, because he took shit out of the skiff.
When he wasn't entitled to.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Right? Trump was authorized to declassify shit. He was authorized to have that shit under the Presidential Records Act. And that's another thing that the courts are coming out. There's been a file brief, filed saying that the National Archives violated their rules, policies, and protocol and law by the way they went to the DOJ. So there's a petition to dismiss.
They're all part of the deep state, dude.
I know. But remember, that case is in front of that judge in Florida.
Right.
So there's things happening, but
see,
it's...
There's things happening. That's why they're... And then Joe's screaming during the thing for a weapons ban. They're afraid of assault weapons because they know the people are coming.
Yeah.
The people are coming for them.
You don't want the people to come for you? Then don't do your fucking nefarious bullshit.
Yeah. Do what you're fucking brought in to do. Right. I mean, they have not fucking passed one piece of legislation that fucking...
Benefits us?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all Ukraine. It's all big pharma, military industrial complex, shit that comes back to them in the way of kickbacks, or their family members working for these agencies, companies, right? It's all about themselves getting themselves rich.
Yeah, I saw a website. Some guy was posting apparently Kamala Harris was worth $3 million or something when she took
vice presidency.
And now she's worth $20 million. So basically they're posting all her stock transactions.
For 3 years. And it's all insider trading.
Well, no, bullshit. Online. No, but if she makes a change, they're posting it. So you, the people, can fucking...
Go do the same shit?
Yeah.
I got to get on that website.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find it again.
I'll get on Robinhood and have an account. What's Nancy?
I mean, that's what you got to do. If they fucking invest in something, you better start investing it because there's something they know that you don't know.
If it's gas masks, we have a problem. Hey, kind of changing the subject.
Yeah?
Did you hear about Rob Reiner?
Well, said he's going to set himself on fire?
Yeah, if Trump becomes president.
Yeah. Please.
Do you want to send him the match?
Yeah, Mac, fuck, I'll fucking set him, I'll light it for him.
You know, I have never wanted to volunteer for a campaign more now than ever. Just because when it happens, you know this mother, because he said he was going to leave the last time, leave the country. He ain't going to do it, but you know what? I encourage you to vote for Trump just to see this motherfucker follow through.
Dude, I'll go dump a can of gas on him and and then light a match and just to see his fucking shit his pants.
Yeah. Oh, please, please, please make this happen.
What crime would it... If I dumped a can of gas on somebody, what crime would I commit? Waste of a natural resource.
No. You know what? You know what? Just give him... Let him dump himself. You know, I'll give you a fucking 5-gallon jug of fuel, and I'll give you a fucking lighter. Yeah. Or a box of matches. Yeah. Do it. You made a fucking commitment.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, because you know what? When Trump's president, gas will be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, that motherfucker. It's just... Don't make promises you're not going to keep. That's all I got to say, meathead.
Right. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Don't. So, this came out this week. And I'm surprised this was on CNBC.
Oh, I saw this.
To be honest with you. Because this guy got fucking...
I saved that one, too.
He got kind of fucking, like, fed up with fucking booty judge.
Booty juice?
Yeah, listen to this.
Listen, that didn't come until it became clear it was going to be a major campaign issue. And only then did the Biden administration get interested in it. And every time I hear every time we hear those talking points that suddenly it was Republicans who ruined the border, that's why people get so frustrated. We know what President Biden said about inviting people in. We know that he got rid of all the things that were keeping the border closed that President Trump had put in. We know that he got rid of all those. So when you say it's not his fault,
literally not true. It's literally not true that he got rid of the veterans. True, he got rid of family separation.
Did you see 7.2 million people come in during the Trump administration? It was a trickle.
He got rid of the policy to tear children out of the arms of their parents. That's true. But it is not true, some of the other things that have been suggested. Let's be clear, bipartisan efforts of border reform
with why there's a disconnect,
have taken place in 2015, 2006. Okay. I mean, literally since...
Okay, he got rid of the separate family. He got rid of the Remain in Mexico. He got rid of the catch and deport. He got rid of, you know, 94.
He got rid of deportation altogether.
Yeah. Well, here, did you hear the latest this week? Based on a FOIA request, the Biden administration admitted that they have flown in over 320,000.
Yes, I did hear that.
Right?
Yeah.
So people who didn't even have to go to the border because of the CBP One app, the Biden administration flew them from places internationally into the U.S., completely bypassing the border completely. And they won't say where or how many flights, but it's 320,000 that they flew in. Instead of deporting, they imported.
Is that replacement theory?
Don't say that. That's fucking...
That's a what?
That's a conspiracy theory, apparently.
Sounds fucking real to me.
So, you know, once again, the conspiracy theorists were right. You know, this administration is actively...
Importing
illegal immigrants...
To keep
their fucking power.
Yeah.
So
I had to chug, but
yeah, fuck these guys.
But even though everybody's going, well, illegals can't vote. No, they can vote, but they count in the census we talk about.
No, but here's the thing: can they vote? Because Arizona, California, a lot of these states have motor voter registration, right?
Right.
Let's just talk about Arizona specifically. SB 1070, that was what, like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
The leftists and the federal government sued Arizona because SB 1070, part of that was saying it denies illegal immigrants driver's license. And
they shouldn't have a driver's license. They're here illegally.
But
take a fucking bus.
But what did it allow after all the lawsuits? What are illegals allowed to do now? Get driver's licenses,
right?
In California, in Arizona, in Colorado. So, but what happens in Arizona when you go to the MVD website and get a driver's license automatically? You want to vote?
Yeah.
You want to register to vote? Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes, but if they click the box, what's stopping them from clicking the box?
Yeah,
how many illegals? Because there's no verification. Mm-hmm. So why? That's why we talked earlier about voter ID laws. Why is it the DOJ now is going after states to get rid of voter ID laws in the states? Why? Because these illegals they're importing are getting driver's license, are getting registered to vote, and they're going to vote for the administration and the party that brought them in and gives them free hotels. Free.
I got a voter ID right over there stuck on the fucking refrigerator. The state of Arizona sent it to me.
But you see what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. Yeah. It's all about representation.
Well, play that clip you played me during a break about voter ID.
Voter ID?
Yeah. It was actually kind of funny.
All right.
Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as to say those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
Pause. Okay, so in the video that you just heard, these were all college-age students, I'm going to say.
All college-age white kids.
White kids saying, black people don't know how to fucking get online.
Don't know how to get in the process to get an ID.
Yeah, okay, so now, okay, continue.
Do you know any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No.
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so like, we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with.
I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What does that say to you?
I know it's on 25th Street.
Do you know where the DMV is right here?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
Do you have an opinion on...
So, like, who's the fucking racist around here?
Yeah, the white savior. Black people... Yeah, black people can't get IDs.
Yeah, they're too dumb. They can't figure it out. I mean, like one girl said, they can't figure it out.
I just remember a long time ago about when they talked about black people can't get on the internet, and there was that one black dude who made fun of the video, like acting like he was...
Yeah. they can't figure out how to get on. It's like, holy shit. And then you guys fucking, every fucking day I hear, because I'm a conservative, I'm a racist.
But, what party's really the racist? Yeah. Which one really think in their heart and believe that they are so superior that they know how to do everything?
Yeah, dude, I will fucking, like, help a black guy out every chance I get.
Well, the thing is, Chuck, it's not that...
I don't care
what race they are.
I don't care about who. And yeah, I don't give that shit. But it's just like they base everything on race. Everything. Joy Reid say, "Well, if a black guy got a job, it's like."
Well, exactly. Race baiting is all they have, right? Whereas I judge a person by the person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, if you're polka dot, black, green, brown, yellow, red, white, whatever, right?
All right.
I judge you based on you, on your character, on are you an asshole? Are you nice? Are you helpful and friendly to me? Are you,
Right.
I give everyone the benefit of the doubt until you prove to me that you don't deserve it.
Right.
So... But I expect the same, but that's not the way it is now because I'm a straight white male Christian, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm considered a domestic terrorist in the eyes of our government for some reason.
Because you don't think the way they do.
Well, because I want individual freedoms and individual liberty, the way the Constitution was written, the fact that the power comes from the people and it's supposed to be a small, limited government, and freedom comes from God, not from the government. My rights come from God, not from the government.
Everybody thinks the government gives you everything you have.
Well, then if
that's a democracy.
No, that's socialism.
I know, but that's a democracy. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, equal opportunity does not mean equal outcome. You know, but they want equity. They use the term equity now to replace...
You have life. You'll get out of life what you put into life.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you want to succeed, get off your ass. I mean, I'm sure if I really wanted to be a millionaire, if I would have did some other choices, life choice different when I was younger,
yeah,
and worked my ass off.
No, but I wanted to have fun then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, so, I am where I am today because of my choices.
Exactly. And right now, I'm at the top, probably the top of my profession. Did it take me longer to get here? Yes. But did I have fun along the way? Yes. I mean, life, you're only here fucking once.
Right.
You know? I'm not going to... And then, am I screaming now because I owe a fucking ton of fucking college debt? No.
Well, I am because I'm paying somebody else's off now, apparently.
Well, yeah, that. But, you know, it's just like... Well, here, listen to this fucking broad right here.
Okay.
Since we're talking about college debt. Okay. Listen to this fucking lunatic.
No, because fuck you, America, for making me pay, or for making me work 4 fucking jobs while I'm in college in rural fucking Tennessee, and I can barely pay my own fucking rent, and I'm taking 19 credit hours on top of those 4 fucking jobs, and I still can't graduate on time, and I still can't graduate early, even though I'm taking 21 credit hours next semester! It's not fucking fair. It's not fucking fair anymore. It's never been fair, not in my lifetime. And will it ever be fair? No, because I'm a woman in America.
God,
I just want to live in peace, America. And I will one day. Probably somewhere fucking else. Good. Anyways, look how cute my nails are.
Oh, look how cute my nails are.
But, okay, so here's the deal. You have to work 4 fucking jobs because of the Democrat, the people you fucking voted in. That's why you're working 4 fucking jobs.
Right. Not because Trump. No. Not because Republicans. No. Not because anything. I mean, well, nah, I won't say that. Because it is because of some Republicans in Congress who are fucking rhinos in the Uniparty.
Right.
You know, I honestly think all of them, even the ones that have been there a short time.
Well, the thing is, those guys are probably fucking landlords, and they're fucking raking money in off these fuckers. That's what rents $2,000 a fucking month.
Hey.
You know, they're Johnny Manziel. They're walking down the halls of Congress going, rubbing their fingers at Johnny Manziel.
You know, yeah. I heard, was it on the radio yesterday or today, that... Arizona is one of the most expensive states in the country for
buying a house.
For buying a house and for rent.
Well, buying a house, the average house in Arizona is over $400,000.
Yeah. And it used to be one of the most affordable states.
What?
Like years ago, yeah.
But, yeah, $400,000. I mean, I'm glad I moved here the year I did because...
Yeah. So drive, and it's because I'm going to blame the Californians, because driving, I went and got some breakfast this morning, and three cars in front of me in the drive-thru are all California plates.
Dude, they live here. And they have to change those. We did a whole show on this. They have
30 days? 90 days?
14 days.
Oh.
Once you establish residency and you have a job, 14 days to change your plate. But these guys are like, well, you know, I still got 2 years left on this thing. Because apparently in California you can sign up for like a 5-year fucking plate.
Sorry, Charlie.
Yeah. No, you're in this state now. I bet you they still carry around a fucking California driver's license.
Probably.
Which is illegal.
No, they don't care. They don't care. Nobody cares about laws anymore.
I'm going to you know, it's like, I'm going to find out what state statute it is. I'm going to get a bunch of business cards made.
We'll put them on the windshield.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tired of it. I drive around all day long and see California plate, California plate, California, Washington, fucking Oregon. And I know it's snowbird season right now, but no, these guys are not snowbirds.
Yeah.
It's they're fucking liberals that they imported here to fucking change the vote, to change the dynamic.
Yeah, because they sell their California home for $2 million and come over here and pay cash for a house, a big house.
Right. Which is stupid because now you got to work and you have no tax write-off. Morons. Good for you. Fuck you.
Assholes. Anyways, how are we doing, Lindy?
We're at an hour and 25.
Woo!
Hour and 25? Okay, mm-hmm. So.
I could have been there, that girl crying.
What girl? Why?
Why?
Back in Obama era. Working three jobs.
Okay, yeah. So.
Right?
Yeah.
Working full time and damn near full time on the second one.
Yeah,
but, you know, exactly.
Then the third one was every morning and weekend.
Yeah.
You know? But here's the thing. It's like, I have my retirement, right? My pension coming in. I'm going to school. And I'm still considering getting a part-time job just because of the cost of everything.
Right. Right. So, anyways. You know, it is... I can retire. I'm at retirement age right now. I can retire. Not going to. Not. I mean, the earliest I'm going to retire is October of this year. I don't plan on it. I'm probably not going to do it. But that's going to give me my maximum multiplier, right? I'll get more if I stick around for 3 more years. I mean, a hell of a lot more money, right? So I'll probably do it because Lindy can't retire. And there's no point in me, like, sitting around the house doing nothing.
Doing nothing, yeah.
And even if I did retire, I already was talking to people about another job.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's the thing. It's like, okay, so...
But I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to go on here, I'm retired and I cry and I can't. No, I do it because I want to.
Well, that's the thing. It's there's a certain standard of living that we're used to, that we've achieved.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is with the Democrats that are in office right now, and the policies that are in place are making everything more expensive.
Uh-huh.
So my disposable income that I used to have to be able to do things...
Right. It's not as disposable anymore.
It's not as disposable anymore. I'm more worried about making sure my basic necessities are covered.
Uh-huh.
And my fund money is pretty much dissipating.
Right.
So do I want... The reason I want to, or I contemplate getting a job, is to get more fun money again.
Right.
But by doing that, it has less time to do the fun things.
Right.
But it's like, thanks, Joe, because this is squarely on Joe Biden.
No, it is. I mean, from day one, he stopped oil production, he stopped fracking, he stopped all this shit.
Yeah, because under Trump...
Yeah, where did that fucking broad on it? MSNBC said we're producing more oil than we ever produced before.
Bullshit.
Because we were producing more oil because we had it at it. We had the point where oil production, oil was negative dollars a barrel. We were basically, they had to stop doing what they were doing. And Trump fucking filled up our reserves. Biden gave them fucking away.
He used all the reserves to keep the prices low, especially around election time. Right, to keep gas prices low to elect Democrats.
Uh-huh.
Our oil reserves are depleted,
right.
And he's trying to refill them now with gas prices and oil barrel prices are the highest that they've ever been. Trump tried to fill them up at the lowest, and he got fucking blocked by Congress. By Pelosi, you know.
Right.
Oh, also by Pelosi, the January 6th committee, did you hear this, that Liz Cheney and them suppressed fucking evidence that...
Well, they got rid of evidence. What are you talking about? Suppressed it.
There was evidence about the Trump offering 10,000 National Guard troops and testimony and transcripts, and they suppressed that. This is the summary for the State of the Union?
Yeah, this is the summary for the fucking Biden administration.
Okay.
But you can, during this song, you can reach out to us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. And we're on True Social at didweoffendyou. And on Twitter at @didweoffender_u.
Confused.
Thank you. And we'll be back next week.
Every time I'm lost in your arms. Confused. By the way my
Dean Martin, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, and we'll be back next week.